sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
The Jeff Sessions.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I had a good friend in New York City.
This is James Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on September 19th, 2018. Good day. Good day in the history of the Trump Phenomenon. We'll celebrate with you. Momentous things occurred. One of the items I'll be talking about is this. Here's the headline. Donald Trump slams Jeff Sessions. I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad. Okay. my goodness. By the way, if you'd like to get in on the merriment, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I mean, that right there, that last little item is that covers the price of my admission. But that's not all we got in today's show. We have other goodies as well. The other great thing that's occurred is Donald Trump. One of the other great things Donald Trump did today is he said that his declassification of the documents that Rodney the Rat Rodenstein and all the other criminals, traitors, felons at the Department of Justice and the FBI have been withholding from us, the American people, and our representatives. This declassification and the order that these things be released to us, the people, may be his greatest legacy, the greatest achievement of his administration. Very interesting. Donald Trump shows he gets it. He gets it so closely. He's on it. He said that today also. But let's go to the startup story here about Jeff, the fake Attorney General Sessions. President Donald Trump again expressed regret at his decision to appoint Senator Jeff Sessions as his Attorney General in an interview on Tuesday. I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad, Trump told Hill TV. I'm not happy at the border. I'm not happy with numerous things, not just this. Trump revealed that he was frustrated with Sessions from the beginning, noting that the Alabama senator was mixed up and confused during the confirmation hearings. quote, people that worked with him for, you know, a long time in the Senate were not nice to him, but he was giving very confusing answers, answers that should have been easily answered, and that was a rough time for him, unquote. Trump said he was frustrated that Sessions was willing to recuse himself in any case involving Hillary Clinton, which led to his further recusal in the Russia investigation. Trump did not say whether he would fire Sessions, oh, we can only hope, but said that it was very unfair that he recused himself. Then here he continues, this is yesterday he said this, we'll see how it goes with Jeff. I'm very disappointed in Jeff. Very disappointed. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. On Wednesday, today, Trump continued his discussion about Sessions with reporters as he left the White House to meet with state and local officials about the recovery efforts for Hurricane Florence. We have an attorney general. I'm disappointed in the attorney general for many reasons, and you understand that. He said that today as he was getting on board a helicopter. And then he continued on to make a wonderful tour of North Carolina and South Carolina. Really wonderful, down-to-earth, folksy walk through the people, through us, with some really wonderful moments. But that bit about Jeff Sessions, I'll just repeat it to you. He actually said, I don't have an attorney general. It's very sad. Let me go to my caller board here and just take a peek here. If you want to call in at 800-313-9443, that's the number, and I've got my eye on the board here in case you do call in to discuss today's events. Okay, engineer. Well, let's go to the caller. What's the name, engineer? Oh, all right. Let's go to Kevin in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm really enjoying the today's news. The next item I was going to get to share it with you and the audience that I'm really happy about is this whack job in California, Professor Ford, who has got the left wing got their panties all in a twist over her. Folks, let me just tell you, fake claim that Brett Kavanaugh committed some sort of abuse against her when they were in high school. So that and the Jeff Sessions story really got me feeling good today. Oh, and why am I feeling good about the Professor Ford story? Because, folks, it's so bad. It's so fake. And it's and now she has... As of now, she hasn't not accepted, she's actually declining the incredibly overly generous offer from the Republican Senate Judiciary Committee to testify on Monday. And she's got a deadline of 10 a.m. Friday to accept or not and to submit any written testimony that she may have. So that's why I feel great about that, because it's going to be a real devastating blow for Dianne Feinstein. Be careful what you wish for, Dianne. You might get it. Anyway, those are two reasons I'm feeling good, Kevin.
No, that's good. Yeah, you know, well, I wanted to ask you, you were talking about, Jeff Sessions and, that professor in California. But the thing is, as far as Kavanaugh goes, with the professor, it reminds me of Roy Moore in Alabama last, December when he lost the Senate race there. You know what I mean? The media, they did everything they could to bring him down. You know, they started pulling out all this old stuff, you know, about, you know, from decades ago, and now they're doing the same thing with Kavanaugh. I mean, is this just going to start to be business as usual? I mean, is this just the, you know, is this as low as they can go, but is it going to become a new norm for them?
Right, and exactly. They've worked up their MO here. One of the things they did with Roy Moore in Alabama, Jeff Sessions' home state, is they've actually started forging things and faking things and bringing in
his yearbook.
The yearbook, a forgery. So they're sharpening their skills here in forgery and in fakery, and it worked with Roy Moore. It's not going to work with Brett Kavanaugh. I'm just giving you my, you know, forecast here. It's not going to work with Brett Kavanaugh. He's going to be confirmed next week. This is incredibly important because the Supreme Court begins its session, its term, on October 1st. Brett Kavanaugh needs to be in there. Also, the election is on November 6th. And the Democrats realize this. If they can give the Republicans a black eye, such that on November 6th, as voters go to the polls, Brett Kavanaugh has been stymied, held up, even if not defeated. That might really give a boost to the Democrats. And if the headlines can still be on November 6th about this fake sexual assault thing. In fact, let me give you another little detail here. I thought about this today, Kevin. In her false testimony, Mrs. Ford says that the crime, the assault that she experienced, the date of which she doesn't know, the year she doesn't know, the location she doesn't know, who was there she doesn't know, okay? She can't produce anyone like maybe her mom and dad with whom she shared any of this. But one detail she knows is this, and I want you to try this experiment, folks out there. She says, Kavanaugh covered my mouth to muffle my screams. And I want you to try this right now. And then she said, I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Okay. He covered my mouth, and thereby he might inadvertently kill me. Okay, I want you to try this right now, folks. Cover your mouth with your hand, and try to kill yourself. Try to cover your mouth in such a way that you can't breathe. Your mouth and your nose. Just cup your hand over your mouth and your nose, and just notice whether or not you can breathe. Ladies and gentlemen, you can breathe. Just try it. So this fake detail, you know, it's funny how liars give themselves away by something so simple as this. I tried this. I said, well, he covered my mouth, and I thought he's going to kill me. So I covered my mouth, and I go, hey, I'm just breathing fine. I can't talk, and I can't scream. Nobody would hear me. But I'm not having trouble breathing. Try it, folks. There's no seal formed on your mouth or your nose. You can pinch the nose. You can go ahead if you add pinching the nose. She doesn't say he pinched her nose, but pinch your nose. Okay, that's closed off. But your mouth isn't. So this fake detail that I thought he was going to kill me, you know, that's the kind of thing that liars in a crime and liars in testimony, they invent details that actually expose their falsehood by the fact that they're not remembering something that really happened. She was never afraid of being killed. And the reason, of course, is she was never being assaulted. And that's why she can't remember the year. And that's also why, folks, given this incredible offer, she's been offered world headlines Monday morning. Every TV station in the world would, if she accepts, have her on TV. If she, in fact, had been assaulted, she could get on worldwide TV and cry and give detail, and you'd have all these people like Senator Collins and you know, all these other people that are emotional wrecks. They'd all be you know, getting all teary-eyed, and that would be the end of Brett Kavanaugh. She's turning it down. What? And the Senate committee, they've gone through months of hearings, millions of pages of documents, millions of dollars in expenditure in going over Brett Kavanaugh. And now at the last minute, this total loser, Dianne Feinstein, who's been sitting on a letter, which, by the way, has not yet been revealed, committee chairman Grassley of Iowa, he demanded today from Dianne Feinstein that she produce the original letter, which none of us have seen. She's only produced a redacted version of it for the rest of the world. But anyway, she's been sitting on that original letter, which none of us have seen, since for 3 months. She didn't share it with, oh, wait a minute. She did share it with some of her fellow Democrats, who, and obviously they are the ones who leaked it to the Washington Post. And now the Democrats are bleating. They're bleating. Oh, someone leaked her personal information. She didn't really want to be known. And now she's getting death threats and she's had to move and relocate. Oh, come on, folks. She's been made into an international sympathetic star, an overnight celebrity. She could have all the TV shows she wanted. She could have a multi-mega-million-dollar book deal. What do you mean? Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, okay, so she got a couple crank phone calls. Just disconnect the phone, Mrs. Ford.
These people on the left are just pigs.
Yeah, she's not, this is all just, it's this bleating, this whining, this wringing of the hands, this emotional wreck that you see in these people, in the Democratic senators, both the men and the women. They're amazing. So anyway,
no standards, no dignity, no shame, no morals.
Yeah. And once in a while, somebody will point out, well, excuse me, Mr. or Mrs. Left-winger, liberal, communist rat. You're with all your bleating about poor Mrs. Ford, the overnight instant star. Oh, yeah, she didn't want this attention. Right. Months ago, she retained an attorney in this matter. Months ago, she took a lie detector test, she says, in this matter. And by the way,
Jamie, we should take Hillary Clinton's attitude towards the polygraph, right?
Yes. What is that?
I remember when she defended that rapist accused of, raping that young girl. She was on videotape laughing, saying that that's the last time I'll ever believe that those polygraphs are accurate because her client passed the polygraph.
Right. Well,
yeah. Back when she was an attorney.
Yeah, and the matter here, folks. This Mrs. Ford is a professor of psychology, and first of all, we have no idea whether an authentic polygraph was given. Secondly,
that's why they're not admissible in a court of law.
Exactly. And secondly, there is no such thing as a valid polygraph test. There's no such thing. But we don't know what friend or associate administered the polygraph test she took. And furthermore, a professor of psychology, to fake out a polygraph test is, child's play for a professor of psychology. And it was interesting, an FBI person, former FBI person, was on TV today, I saw, who said, lie detector tests, we only use them to shake people up.
Exactly.
We only use them to scare.
They're based on someone's guilty emotions, their guilty feelings, and if you don't feel guilty about what you've done or what you're saying, then you could pull the wool over someone's eyes.
He said the only use we make of these is to rattle people and hope to get them to confess.
Exactly.
Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us, Kevin. We'll give you a thought when we come back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Kevin's with us from North Dakota. And Kevin, I'm sorry I dominated the microphone there. Give us a thought or two.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, the professor in California and you know, Brett Kavanaugh. And, you know, back to what you were saying before, though, about, you know, Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, how he said he doesn't have an attorney general. Well, I mean, I think, you know, Jeff Sessions, he's been a big disappointment so far. I mean, any way you look at him, I mean, you know, you take it back to, you know, just an example. I mean, last year in Charlottesville, you know, where they had that incident where the 20-year-old ran over a group of protesters and killed one of them. You know, immediately, you know, Sessions, you know, he threw him right under the bus. You know, he charged them with all sorts of hate crimes and first-degree murder, this and that. I mean, but there was no conspiracy to kill anyone there. I mean, there was no plan. I mean, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. You know, he was, the guy was surrounded by a hostile mob there, and, you know, they were breaking his windows, and he stepped on the gas. I mean, it was bad judgment, well, there, but, you know.
Yeah, there was a, Devin Nunes was on TV. I think it was Devin Nunes today, and he was talking about having... He said, I couldn't believe my disappointment in Jeff Sessions. I had a case of someone who needed prosecution, who was refusing to cooperate and lying to the House, and Sessions simply would not prosecute. And he's and Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, he said Jeff Sessions over and over again. This is astounding, folks. Tom Fitton will come into court with the Judicial Watch attorneys seeking documents. And folks, these are the smoking guns. These expose the communists in the FBI and in the Department of Justice, who, as the deep state, have captured our government up to now. And he seeking these documents, to which you and I, as American citizens under the Freedom of Information Act, we have the right to see these documents, the records of our government. Unless they are national secrets, they are to be open to us. And Tom Fitton says, the shock for me is when I come in to the federal court suing for these documents, who is in the court opposing me? He said, I wasn't surprised as when Barack Obama was president to see Eric Holder's attorneys in there opposing us. But he says, now we go in there and it's attorneys working for Jeff Sessions who are saying, no, we're not releasing those documents. And they can bring in, of course, a fleet of attorneys. Judicial Watch has, the modest budget of a private outfit. So Jeff Sessions is actually sending in his fleets of attorneys to oppose the release of these documents. And this is the great slapdown, the wonderful thing that Donald Trump today, and he said, this is just makes my day, folks. Donald Trump said, this may be the greatest achievement of my administration. That's quite a statement already. Before 2 years are up, that's already an incredible statement. He says, my order that these documents be declassified may end up being the greatest achievement of my administration. And that says that he gets it. We've said it on this show where you can't overstate. And that's why it's not a waste of time to go into this extraordinary detail that this show and other shows like Sean Hannity have gone into extraordinary detail about the Russia hoax. It's worth all that detail, folks, because this is where the deep state is going to be exposed. These guys, and there's a great headline here. Let me go with this before I have to let you go, Kevin. The John Brennan, who was the director of the CIA, a man who voted for Communist Party candidate Gus Hall for president in 1976. John Brennan, yesterday, on the Andrea Mitchell MSNBC show, he said government officials were obligated to push back against President Donald Trump's order to declassify documents and text messages related to the Russia investigation. Brennan said, I think it is highly inappropriate and unethical for Mr. Trump. He's not President Trump. He's Mr. Trump to John Brennan. Mr. Trump to take any action that pertains to the FBI criminal investigation of Russian collusion. So that should not happen. He says, I think it is highly inappropriate. He said, secondly, to order the Department of Justice and the FBI to release this information is pushing this envelope. And I think it's making a lot of law enforcement officials very concerned. And he says, he goes on and on. He says, Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, and Dan Coats, director of National Intelligence, as well as Rod Rosenstein, should push back against this order. In other words, disobey the President of the United States' clear order to release these documents. Well, Kevin, thank you for calling in, buddy, from the great state of North Dakota.
Thanks, Jamie.
I commend you in your choice of a place to live. And
yeah, right?
we'll be right back, folks, after this message.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Mm-hmm.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did. My grandpa cleared this land. When I was 5, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land for the nation. This land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow. Crops grew last summer, weren't enough to pay the loan. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring, and farmers bank foreclosed. Come old friends, hit me up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job, and I hope you understand. They calling it your job, oh, horse, sure don't make it right. But if you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul's right. And grandma's on the front porch with a Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. You take away a man's dignity. You can't work his fields and cows. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Oh,
All righty, we're back. And the, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I had my 7-year-old was crying upstairs and I had to go see what it was. Anyway, he's okay. Hey, I'll tell you what, Kevin, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, I just want to thank you for calling in. And, we're North Dakota buddies up here, Kevin and I. And so appreciate your calling anytime, Kevin. So thanks for tuning us in, buddy. All right. Lines are open, folks. So if you want to call in, you can. But I want to just, I want to enjoy with you some just giant things that have happened here. This release of documents by President Trump, folks, this is the, spells doom for the left. And notice that John Brennan, this guy's a traitor. John Brennan, who was the head of the CIA under Obama, he is telling people inside the Justice Department and the FBI to defy the president, to not cough up the documents. This, I mean, folks, you've never seen anything like this in your life. There's never been anything like this. Now, Donald Trump had to deal with Jeff Sessions, who wouldn't order the release of these documents, which he fully had the ability to do. But now Donald Trump saying today or yesterday, I don't have an attorney general. He has bypassed the roadblock of Jeff Sessions and is now asserting his presidential prerogative directly, ordering the documents out. This is huge. And Donald Trump, when he says this may be the greatest achievement of my presidency, why did he say that, folks? Because he understands how big this is. This is the gutting of the deep state. Now, the documents have to come out. And we now learn, you know, from John Brennan that these people are going to be kicking and screaming, preventing the documents from coming out. But look at the, you know, the possibilities presented to Donald Trump as a result of this. People who won't turn over the documents, well, Donald Trump could just say, boys and girls, you know, over there in the Department of Justice, you've got 24 hours to get these documents to me, or what? You're fired. You're fired. And he could have a mass firing of the deep state at the Department of Justice and anywhere else these documents are being kept from you, the people. Also, he could have perhaps mass prosecutions of these people. If anybody destroys any documents, that's a severe felony, and have them prosecuted. So it gets beautiful. And then the documents themselves will come out. And I think the documents are there, and there are some good guys in there protecting them. I mentioned Mike Rogers, Admiral Mike Rogers, who was the director of the National Security Agency until just less than 4 months ago. I think he was a good guy and remains a good guy in there. And I think some people like that, who have access to these messages and these documents, and surely the NSA has access to everything, they have copies. So this thwarts anybody who wants, you say to yourself, how did this Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, how did these unbelievable text messages survive inside the deep state? Why didn't somebody just hit the delete button and get rid of them? I think the answer is that there are some good guys in there with copies of this material, so deleting isn't going to work. Anyway, I am most pleased with that. Let's go through some other nice headlines here. Oh, okay, let's see. I'm engineer, who's our caller? George in Texas. You're on the air, George.
Sorry to interrupt, but I didn't want to. But, you know, the thing is, these people in the Department of Justice, who the hell do they think they work for? They don't work for us. They work for us, and they serve at the pleasure of the president. And the thing is, I'd be more than just say you're fired, but you're all going to be arrested for obstruction of justice, hindering any prosecution.
Oh, yeah. The opportunities are, you know, many for Donald Trump. And the starting with Rod the Rat Rosenstein. And this is a short, you know, there's a short timetable on these things, as is the timetable is short on Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh needs to be confirmed next week. And there's no excuse for him not to be confirmed. Now, here's the interesting aspect to this. And one reason it's so important that this confirmation proceeding be held before the November 6th election. This puts the pressure on people like Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin of West Virginia and the other senators from red states, senators from states that were carried by Donald Trump. If Heidi Heitkamp votes against Brett Kavanaugh, that will kill her campaign in North Dakota. Likewise with Joe Manchin in West Virginia. What are Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein attempting to do? They're attempting to delay the vote till after the November 6th election so that these people can vote against Brett Kavanaugh after the election.
What needs to be done is just the Republicans have nothing left to lose. They have nothing to lose. Just call for a full vote on the floor and confirm him and let them scream and shout all they want.
Yes, I think you will see that happen. Even the slimy Mitch McConnell, I think, will actually have enough testosterone to actually do that next week. So I believe that they will call for the vote, and we'll have to watch for Heidi Heitkamp's going to feel the pressure. She's going to have to vote for Brett Kavanaugh to have a chance at winning the Senate seat in North Dakota. Then you have a few slime balls in the Republican Party, like Bob Corker of Tennessee and Collins of Maine and Jeff Flake of Arizona. And these slime balls, Flake is retiring, so he's free to do his dirty stuff. He's free to vote against Kavanaugh. He won't be able to show his face ever in any assembly of any patriotic Americans, but he will be able to vote against Kavanaugh.
Well, you know, the thing is about these Republicans, they'll put their egos above the welfare of the country or the welfare of the people in their state. I mean, it's just like I wasn't too crazy about Sotomayor and Kagan being confirmed, but, you know, there wasn't, the Republicans confirmed, you know, after the process and all that stuff, these two justices, which I don't really like. But, you know, why can't they extend the same courtesy to Kavanaugh?
Well, you make an important point, George. Donald Trump, let's put this under this heading. Donald Trump changed everything. Any proceeding of government is utterly transformed because of the arrival of Donald Trump. And you're right. The Senate confirmation hearings on people like Kagan and Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg went, rather smoothly. Now, what's-his-face, the last-year pick of Barack Obama, the name escapes me, but that nominee was held up by the Republicans who controlled the House and the Senate. So they said, no, we're not going to confirm this Obama left-wing appointee, Merrick Garland. So Garland was now that's not comparable in any way to what the Democrats are doing. The Republicans had the majority in the Senate, and they were exercising their power, saying, no, we're not going to give you another left-wing appointment onto the Supreme Court. We're going to drag this out until after the election, which we intend to win. Now, Obama wasn't that concerned because he was quite confident that Hillary was going to win. And Hillary was confident she was going to win. So the Democrats didn't actually have a complete nervous breakdown about the delay on Merrick Garland.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton tweeting, saying she hasn't quite got over the election, thinks that she should have won.
Yes.
And the thing is, yeah. And I have a feeling, I think in October, the October surprises, they're going to try to remove the president from power, and they're going to have Hillary waiting in the wings. And I just have a thing, I just have a feeling, whatever they try to do to try to remove a duly elected president, that the blowback is going to be severe.
Again, it goes back to that word we're using over and over again on this show, which is polarization. It's all, you know, we're finding out who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, and we're choosing up sides. You know, we're going to our opposing corners, and this is really going to be a cage match. And I don't know how this is going to sort out, but there's no precedent in our history for this. There's no middle ground. There's no compromise that the Feinstein crowd and the Trump crowd can work out. They're just utterly, utterly opposed camps that hate each other, that don't want to live with each other or have anything to do with each other. So I don't know exactly how it will express itself in American history. I don't know what's in store for us, but
Well, personally, I think Trump was elected by divine intervention. I think he was placed there for a reason to deny Hillary being in power, because I really think the New World Order had a timeline, and Donald Trump upset that timeline. And the thing is, for some of those Christians who are still praying against Trump, thinking he's unrighteous and all that stuff, you know. I'm tired of politicians playing holier than thou, and find out they're in a DC Madam's black book, like Ted Cruz, or Franklin Graham. I mean, I don't want a preacher or a minister's son.
Well, now those,
I mean,
now
I like
those
Donald Trump. He's a bull in a he's a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, well, Franklin Graham and Ted Cruz, as Christians, have definitely. Franklin Graham has always been on the Trump team, and Cruz is very much on the Trump team now. And Donald Trump will be campaigning in Texas. We don't know yet where. Let me look it up. But Donald Trump said, I want the largest arena in Texas, and I want to campaign for Ted Cruz right there. Let's go to DonaldTrump.com. Let me get to this before I forget to do it, folks. What is the next MAGA rally? Let's look. Okay.
I got one more question. I hang up. Is it getting cold in the Dakotas yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, because somebody up in the, I think in North Dakota, up in the Black Hills, say they got to turn their heater up at night.
Well, those are not true North Dakotans. It's not cold enough for a true North Dakotan yet.
Well, the thing is, the rumor is from our meteorologists in Texas, they say a Canadian cold front might reach Texas, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So you might get blasted next week.
Yeah, it is cooling off, and of course that's what global warming looks like, is record low winters. That's what you call global warming, folks. But now let's get getting to the point here, George, that we're just asking about. Donald Trump tomorrow, Thursday, will be in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is huge. So this rally could be about as large as he would like it to be. It's one of the largest convention centers in the country. I think the largest. And then the next day, Donald Trump, Friday, September 21st, he will be in Springfield, Missouri. They're in South Central Missouri. So if you're anywhere near either of these places, folks, I cannot urge you strongly enough, go. It's free. Just go a little bit early so that you'll be sure to get in. I mean, go considerably early, and you will have a blast standing in line, sitting in lawn chairs, talking with the people waiting. And I'll tell you what you do. You take a, inexpensive, cheap lawn chair with you, and, take an umbrella if you're going to be in the sun. And then you just sit outside with the other people who are lined up for the event. And it's a blast. And then because of the nature of the crowd, it's all patriots. You just leave your lawn chair. People say, well, I can't bring a lawn chair because you're not allowed to bring a lawn chair into. That's right. You can't bring it into the event. So what you do is just leave your lawn chair outdoors where you were sitting in it. Guess what? A couple hours later after the rallies, it's going to be there, as is all the other property of all the other people who just left it lying about because of the nature of the crowd. Get it?
Oh, thank you. I'll let you finish the show.
All right. Thanks, George. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country,
was strong. I wish I could get down there with Merle. Maybe if I took up smoking or drinking, I could get down there, but I don't think I will. Anyway, something good to close with along the lines that we've been talking tonight is Ann Coulter's column today entitled Haven Monahan to Testify at Kavanaugh Hearings. And apparently, I didn't follow this, but apparently Haven Monahan is a person who doesn't exist. And so that's kind of a joke there. And he says, let's see. Observers of the passing scene were not surprised that the same lunatics screaming that Kavanaugh is going to impose the Handmaid's Tale on America also announced that he had committed attempted rape and murder in high school. His accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, remembered this in a therapy session 30 plus years after the alleged incident. Coincidentally, at the exact moment, Kavanaugh was all over the news as Mitt Romney's likely Supreme Court nominee. This is back in 2012. She doesn't remember the time or place of the assault, told no one for 30 years, and has no evidence or corroboration. And then she says, but the psychology professor at Palo Alto University, who recently signed a letter denouncing President Trump's border policies, says a teenaged Kavanaugh threw her on a bed at a party and began groping her, trying to take off her clothes. And then Ann Coulter says, here's the kicker. Quote, I thought he might inadvertently kill me, unquote. And then she says, we went pretty quickly from drunken teenaged groping to manslaughter. This is always my favorite part of any feminist claim. The leap from he used a bad word to he admitted committing sexual assault. Kavanaugh emphatically denies that anything of the sort ever occurred at any party, but feminists are already off on maybe he's one of these sick people who rapes corpses. She says, what's wonderful, folks, here. Oh, I love this. Most hilarious is the media's insistence that Kavanaugh's accuser is putting herself at enormous risk by coming forward. And then here, I love the way she responds to that. Oh, cut the crap, media. Everywhere you look, someone is praising the survivor for her stunning, unprecedented courage as she viciously tries to derail Kavanaugh's nomination and actually also derail his life, frankly. Let's see a little bit more. Going down. Well, that's a pretty good closer right there. And we'll come back. Boy, it's going to be exciting the next few days. Tomorrow, Trump in Las Vegas. We'll be covering that. And you can bet your bottom dollar that Donald Trump will be on fire tomorrow in Las Vegas. We'll have it right here. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.